Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank Evan Thomas, the softball player extraordinaire, for his getting us on Twitch, motivating us every morning. Just to, his
and carrying the softball team
and
on his back.
For taking that thing on his back.
On his back.
And dragging Shane Reardon and the guys to victory all the
That's
time.
That's right.
All the time.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, and a happy birthday to my son, Blair.
Oh, hey. Happy birthday, yeah. Blair. Yeah.
He's not listening. He probably won't hear this, but, you know.
He's 22?
It's a thought that counts.
Yeah. Right? Wow. That is my wife's favorite number.
It is.
22. She loves that number.
Why?
It's a personal thing, and I'll talk to you about it soon.
Isn't that the number from the Albert Brooks movie from Coming to America when she's playing roulette?
Can I thank Mr. Dustin William Rhodes for his contribution? Dan?
Mobamba.
That's right. And Brandon Fryer, thank you for playing that despite Dan's ridiculousness.
Dan Burstein announced for the Rockford Lightning?
Yeah, they are the Trash Pandas.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Dan, does Dan ever talk about his days as a CBA announcer?
I don't think so. I think he keeps it under wraps a little bit.
He says to himself a lot.
But if you listen to him talk basketball, he will talk like a guy that had a lot of minor league instruction.
Coach Bernstein.
That's
you?
Right.
Okay.
That's right. Yes,
Damn
we
right.
talked about you earlier.
Yes,
and and now what a pleasure and what a joy to welcome in the great Lawrence Holmes and Layla. It's a Layla Wednesday.
Hi, Layla.
Hi, Dan and Lawrence.
And Dan is here, too.
Dan, let me ask you this question, though, while we got you on the CBA reminiscing
sure.
again. Who was your boss with the Chicago Rockers? What GM did you work for with the Chicago Rockers?
Oh, a tyrant. An absolute iron-fisted tyrant.
That's what I heard.
Named Mitchell K. Rosen.
That's what I thought.
Wow.
Because I got to know Mitch because Mitch was – the Rockers came in when I was still with the Lightning, and I would call over there. God, what was the name of his – Barry –
Trammell.
No, the
Rosner.
The guy he had
Cronin.
My counterpart there was a PR guy, and then I think they got rid of him or somewhere. He left. Then I would talk to Mitch and
Fitzgerald.
So it was $50 a game. Did you play by play?
$50 a game. $50.
Yep, felt like a lot of damn money too. That was a lot of walking around money when you're 26 years old.
Have you guys ever asked Dan about the con artist job that he pulled off to get the job at the Score?
I was going to think which job, because I pulled off a con artist job to get the job with the Lightning, let alone get the job with the Score.
I remember Dan's first solo show, and I was a surprise caller.
Were you really?
Was it Sunday morning?
No, you were on, like, it was when you got your own show.
Oh, that's, yeah.
The 6 to 8:30 show?
Yes.
The nighttime, yeah.
Yeah. Your first day doing it, I called in.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Just we were to friends. Him?
We were friends in those days. Dan and I became friends at the
Bears beat.
The Bears beat. It was hysterical. Dan used to do the whole at the movies with Dave Wannstedt and Tony Wise, where Dave would be confused about the plot of a movie, and Tony would just yell, "Yes, yes, yes!" And he would do this, and it was It was so funny, just the way you did it. And I remember Missy,
Missy
Isaacson got mad at me. She's like, how can you like him? You two are totally different people. Yes, so what?
That's Missy. How, actually.
Isn't that funny? I ran into Missy. I saw her. She said to say,
oh, she's wonderful. I mean, yeah, we were emailing the other day, and she invited me to speak to her terrific class of aspiring journalists and
Northwestern.
Her grad program.
She just became official on that faculty.
Yeah. Big time. That's a big deal. Absolutely big time. And one of her students actually was covering my son's baseball team. Like her students had to pick a beat.
Yeah, do a beat.
Do a high school beat.
I remember I used to cover when I went through that program at Medill. I covered Niles North.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah. So she came down there and she said, "Who should I do? Who's a good talker on this team?" I'm like, see that? See the guy in the bullpen there? Is not pitching for 3 days? Just go down there. You get everything you want. Hang out down there. You got no worries. He'll fill your notebook for you.
He'll talk about four-seam fastballs and spin rates. And...
Oh, he'll tell stories about everybody.
He's unbelievable.
He'll spill that. You go ahead.
I had the pleasure of sitting next to Jason at a Hawks game. And
that was years ago.
That was years ago, but he was fantastic. It was like, wow, you know, your son's better than you.
No,
I know.
Five.
That was, I'm not kidding.
Get him started on the Bulls. Get him started on the Bulls. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was great with the Hawks.
Yeah, well, that's... But
someone had to be
right. Fine, I'll say have that.
I love that you guys talked about the message from Luke Richardson this morning on the Pick Six, because it is of no offense to him. I think the hire makes a lot of sense, but did it remind me of when Lovie Smith greeted everybody on Twitter? Just a little.
Yeah,
Lovie started out talking about beating the Packers, right? Wasn't that, Lawrence, you were there for that?
Yes,
that
I was. His first press, but Layla's talking about when he finally jumped on Twitter and was like,
oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm on Twitter now. Y'all wanted me here, now I'm here.
It wasn't even that smooth. It was like, hi, this is Coach Smith. You guys wanted to see me on Twitter, now I am.
Now I'm here recruiting, and I'm just
that was it.
Collecting a check.
No, that's too much. Like, that makes sense. Like, you have a mission statement there. It was really just like, hi.
We're going to try to win. You
wanted it.
Four
here
games
I am.
This season.
The other parallel will be that the Texans are going to lose a lot of games, and the Blackhawks are going to lose a ton of games.
Yeah, but I think that, and both teams organizationally have some problems with how they've behaved.
That too.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Which is why both coaches are in the spots that they're in.
Do you think, will the Blackhawks get like a professional goalie, or are they just going to rely on the training of defensemen?
It depends.
Because it's worked so well the last couple of years.
See,
when I think of their defense.
Astute question from the hockey guru here.
Thank you.
That is a good one, because it depends, though, on how badly they determine they actually want to win games rather than maybe put themselves in a position to be at the top of a draft that is going to be very, very good in 2023.
Hi, yes, I have a question. Is getting down into large deficits in the first period very quickly a bad thing?
Only if you're trying to win those games.
I see.
But if you are, I won't use the...
That's a very interesting caveat, David, because we often talk, where is the transparency? Why don't people admit that they're rebuilding? And if they don't admit it, then what the hell's going on?
You
if
have
they
to
do
acquit
admit it,
it
oh. Well, they're trying to lose. No? If they don't admit, you have to acquit. If it does not fit...
You must admit.
Yeah,
you must admit.
You ask an excellent question. When did rebuild become a bad word? Because last I checked, fans are patient with that word.
It's not. It's really not.
And but it has become that way in this town.
We've allowed it.
The Cubs and the Blackhawks.
We've allowed it. Like even in listening to Boog, like kind of sheepishly,
yes,
being like, can I say the R word?
Well, let me
and
say,
Jed's like rebuild.
Okay, you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up, Lawrence. That question was asked kind of sheepishly and kind of mockingly about the way we sort of talk about it. Would you agree? And fact is, they created that situation. The Marquee Sports Network created the situation to the point where you have to make a point to point out that the rebuild is a term that is not everyone is comfortable with. The only people who were uncomfortable with it were the people at Marquee.
No, the people who are uncomfortable with it seem to be the front office. Like when Jed Hoyer comes out and says, we have better resources than we did in 2011, that doesn't mean that the process is different. He's saying we have better processes. Okay, sure. It just means you have better technology. But what you're doing is pretty clear.
Yeah, and I think Jed has been pretty clear about that.
I think that where the conclusion we came to yesterday on it is, I think that what they did, they wanted to see if this team could do anything in April and May. And now that they know kind of what they are definitively, now you can start being more transparent about how they're changing this thing over. But I've never understood why there's a hesitancy of people in charge to say rebuild when it, the two most recent, and the Bears did it too. Like, the Bears are acting all weird about it when we can look at your roster and know it stinks. Yeah. When the two most recent rebuilds have been transparent, here's what our plans are. And each fan base, the Cubs in 2012 and White Sox fans in 2016 were like, okay, like, we understand what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and we're going to hold you to the standard that things are going to get better once you've made this move. So I don't understand, like, when Ryan Poles came in, and, like, we can clearly see that this is going to take some time, and you're not out here spending money on free agency. What else is there? Like, the, I think it's harder rebuilding.
It's more complicated for a football team with a young quarterbacking prospect who carries the outsized hopes and dreams that Justin Fields did and maybe still does.
Fine, Dan, we're rebuilding around Justin Fields.
But they may not be.
That might be
a lie, and that's why they're not saying it.
I think it has more to do with the temperaments of the front office individuals involved than the fans, because the White Sox fans, for example, got so patient that they didn't want to make trades that you have to make to get past that part of the contention timeline where the window makes you have to make some trades that you're uncomfortable with. Fans are so patient with the word rebuild here that they want to, they're okay with clinging to that for a little bit longer than I think other fan bases are.
Good point. All good points. I think it also comes down to the skills of the communicator and the way the message is being sent.
And trust.
And yeah, the trust of that person gains or receives based on the way that they communicate the message, how smooth they are in articulating exactly what they want to say, but also what they don't want to say. So they don't really.
I don't know if the Bears are rebuilding, but I'm pretty sure that the dead money on their salary cap would indicate that they're not really going to be able to win a lot of games.
There's no doubt about that.
I mean, they're paying
14 players.
Not that we were worried about this.
Well, how big is that?
I mean, their receiver room kind of tells you that they're not going to win many games.
That's it. I mean, and that's really the other counter to this is, oh, you think this is the finished product then?
Right.
And the answer is clearly no.
Exactly. This is your championship roster then?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And nobody's trying to throw players under the bus here. But you know damn good and well that's not what that is.
We're not. We've decided to try to play a season without a right guard. We're going to leave that position open. We'll try two fullbacks.
10 on 11.
And then we'll,
yeah.
And we're just going to try like a fifth round left tackle. We'll just do it.
Right, but we got a fullback, guys. Fullback.
I think there's also a sensitivity built in around things that we don't talk a ton about, but fans realize the ticket pricing.
Yes.
You know, because when you are as overt about rebuilding and embracing, and I think there's more of a sensitivity than maybe we acknowledge at times
in
those front
offices. Yeah.
You know, they want to keep the ticket prices where they are.
Right.
And then if they acknowledge the product is not going to be what it should be, then there's going to be the pushback from the public like, hey, why is this still the most expensive fan experience in baseball if you have the 14th highest payroll? That means, you know, what does that mean?
And Dan makes a great point. We're sitting here talking. I just surprised him.
Wow.
We're sitting here talking about, oh, my God, like Justin Fields is on the treadmill. Who's filming that? Why does he want that out? Maybe he's trying to send a message himself, not just to the fan base, but to the guys that are the decision makers that he wants to be here and he wants to be the quarterback. And are we looking at a team that will be at the top of the draft next year looking to replace him?
We are going to have a lot of fun with that.
Yes.
I just want him to be as good on Fox and CBS as he is on Instagram.
Wow.
That's
fair.
That's all. Because I'm impressed. Am I supposed to be impressed by a quarterback working out on his vacation? And how do we know that he's working out? Because he showed us. He showed us he's working out.
True.
Yeah, there is a social media contingent that presumes that the workout has greater effect if one tells the world someone's working out. Like, I don't see David Haw like, time to go get my run in.
Well,
and then and like here's and they'll show some did you, forest
well,
path.
Would you have, I mean, David's a rise and grind guy. I mean, let's not get it twisted.
But Lawrence, let's just say it.
Did you happen to hear Dave Wannstedt on with us talking about how he was back at Pitt and they went in and there was one, like, you know, and again, I'm exaggerating, maybe a naked bulb on in the weight room. And they're like, oh, did someone leave a light on? And they go into the room and there is Aaron Donald in the Aaron Donald weight room in the middle of July, just lifting weights by himself, working out like a madman, not on Instagram, not on Twitter. Just a guy that decides, you know what, I got to keep going because I'm going to be winning the Super Bowl this year. That's the kind of thing you hear about, and you're like, wow, that's pretty good. That guy's working his tail.
That's a Hall of Famer.
Yes. The work ethic is there. But here's the other counterpoint to this, I guess. What's wrong with them posting about it? Like, it's a major part of their job and their lives.
I guess. If everybody wants to be out there.
Like, J.J. Watt is that, but he
ripped
would post
now.
But yeah, he would always post those workout videos. Like, you would always see the videos come through of, like, J.J., you know, in a sled drill, or JJ, like, deadlifting 9,000 pounds.
But Hard Knocks kind of was all you needed to know about JJ Watt.
Yeah, like that's kind of the thing that people hate about JJ Watt.
Yeah.
Is the, look at me, I'm trying harder than everyone, and here's the American flag.
You're playing Lee Greenwood in the background as he's throwing plates around. Yeah.
There's something about the solitude of a quiet arse breaking to be great that appeals to me.
Well, it's contrary to the whole idea of devoting yourself to improving your body, to doing what it takes to become a better player. All of that is about solitude and hard work and focus and concentration. It's not about, look at me. Yeah. I'm ripped now.
Don't you love me too? Because I love me.
Right. Let me teach you guys a little thing about the thirst trap. Men can do it too.
Well,
just saying.
Then that's fine. And I don't know if I want those guys leading my football team. Because I think it requires a certain personality type.
Yeah, old school tough guy
I'm
stuff.
Sorry.
Coming out.
Football.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. That's the Eberflus
in me. Put
a hand on someone. Let their helmet no face
See,
that.
You guys got me.
Bring your lunch pail.
We'll show them our toughness through our play.
Work out in
video.
Quiet solitude of death.
I like it. There's like a Bushido mentality to that.
No power steering on your car.
Where
are we going with this?
Does a social media video count as a loaf?
Ooh, that's the question.
Get your track shoes on because we're running.
See, that's why he did it. He had his track shoes on and he's on the treadmill.
Only if the treadmill shows you're not going at a pace that you should be going.
Yeah.
And you see, tell you how fast you're going, whatever mile per minute pace you. So I think
you can only post treadmill.
Just kidding.
You can only post treadmill workouts if they're the Brandon Marshall running at 19 miles per hour workouts.
That's it, Lawrence. You got it. You got it.
That's it.
No, so, those people.
I'm at the
fall
facility
off the
at 3:45 every morning. Well, no, you got to have someone hold you so that you can get your timing, and then you can go out there in 19 miles an hour.
You could have
10 seconds.
You could have just said you have to have someone hold you.
And you wonder where your knee ligaments
go. I could go for that.
Y'all. Yes. You wonder where the knee ligaments go. Just saying.
What I can't believe we're going to leave. But what have you today?
Well, Mike Florio is going to join us at 11. Steve Stone's going to join us at noon. Russell Dorsey is going to join us at 1. And then there's just going to be a whole lot of radio going on.
Yeah, I can't
know
wait.
What
wait.
Happens
yeah,
anymore.
This is going to be fun.
Can it's somebody teach me this show, please?
Have a great show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.